I'm excited and I feel relaxed and I'm ready to party!
Welcome to the podcast of those two girls.
Here we go.
Fun show today.
Fun show.
A few barbs went flying.
Oh.
Honestly, if either of my sons waits a day past the day that they're allowed to get their license, it'll be the greatest disappointment of my life.
Are you kidding?
Yes.
But young men behind a wheel, the research has shown they think they're invincible.
No,
their front lobes aren't developed enough at that age.
I will teach them otherwise.
You know, I'm going to defend Lise on this. Neither of her sons have done anything that indicates they're invincible. Neither of them have played with, say, a giant sword and cut themselves. That hasn't happened.
No.
So, you know, you just...
They certainly don't use tomahawks and nearly cut their pinky.
Or driven a quad bike through the fence.
Neither of them have done that.
No. No, they certainly don't jump off the roof into the pool.
See, so there is no reason to believe that Lise's son.
I mean, shit, Lise. Shit. God, can you hear yourself? Bloody hell. They certainly don't watch Predator.
Oh, I've got to tell you guys. Okay, so Remy finally got what he's been waiting for 9 years of his life, tickets to Gold Class. Yes, that's what he wanted. He was like, just once in my life, I'd love to experience Gold Class.
Oh, now, I love Gold Class. I love the premium at Dendy. Like, I love it.
See, Dane loves it too. I don't race.
Well, here's my question. Honestly, is Remy going to be disappointed?
Well,
I can see how as a 9-year-old I would have been disappointed.
Really?
Yeah.
No, because he'll go with his father because Dane loves a Gold Class experience and Dane will just make it amazing and he'll just feed off what Dane's feeling. So anyway, so I said to Dane, I said, look, he got the Gold Class. So I'm back.
What the heck did you just do?
Phones.
Every day.
Sorry, excuse me.
Every day.
I'm back. I mean, okay, so he was
I'm
gifted.
I'm surprised you got your license when you did because you're a slow learner with everything else in life.
Sarah, you can sit here then. We will swap seats and guess what?
No,
tomorrow
I've got
you
a vibe.
Will not remember.
I've got a vibe
no,
in
you
this
won't.
Seat.
You won't. Anyway, so he was gifted the Gold Class tickets from his grandparents and his auntie, which was lovely. So I said to Dane, I think you should be the one to take him because it's your thing. And shut up.
It's so bizarre how long this story's going.
Screw you guys. Listen. Wait, this is the clincher.
Okay.
So Dane said, I said, guys, let me tell you.
Sorry,
the story.
Continue.
Do you want to set up the meeting room to prepare tomorrow's show? Because we're getting close. We're getting close to needing to prepare tomorrow's show.
It's because you keep on interrupting me.
Sorry, continue.
So Dane said to him, yeah, I'll take him. And I said, well, what are you thinking? Like, there's probably a good new Star Wars movie coming on. Dane's answer, I'll take him to the new Predator. And I was like, I don't think that's age appropriate.
Oh, wow.
I said, not the new Predator. Anything
we should
else.
Do phone aware Lise, where people get to call, pitch in their parenting limits and see if we can cross it for Lise.
I have lots of parenting limits, and Predator is one of them.
Oh,
enjoy
my God.
Today's podcast.
Okay. I need to take a bath.
You're listening to Those Two Girls.
I have a theory, guys. I've said it to you once before. It's based on how old you were when you first got your driver's license. So I'm going to pose the question to both of you. Sarah, how old were you?
19, maybe 20. No, I think I was 19.
Scotty, how old were you?
Freshly 18.
I mean, I feel that there are two types of people in this world. People who get their license on the day that they're allowed to get their license. People who want freedom and live their lives finally are out of the clutches of their parents.
Here we go. Let me guess. You got yours at 17, did you?
16 and 9 months on the day. I had a calendar. I was checking off the days, and on the day that I was legally allowed to apply for my learners or get the license, whatever the order it happened.
What were you running away from? Why did you need to have that freedom?
Because it's just like what I was put on this earth to do. I was like, there will come a day where I will be able to get in a car and do what the hell I want to do, finally.
That didn't stop you for the previous 16 years of your life. I'm not sure why.
I know, but it was the grandest day of my life. I still remember it. I still absolutely
remember it. Well, then how do you feel about these people over in America? A driving lesson went off the deep end when the car jumped a curb, crashed through a fence and landed in a swimming pool. And the occupants were a man and a woman in their 50s. And one was teaching the other how to drive.
I mean, why would you bother at that point in your life? You're already 50 years deep. You're half a century without driving. Don't bother. I mean, if you haven't had the desperate need to assert your freedom and your sense of adventure by the time you're 50, just leave it. Just walk.
I don't think my parents wanted me to get my license because there were so many other young idiots on the road and they wanted to make me wait until I was more mature.
But why would you accept that as I would be like, too bad. I am legally Scott's gone. Scott's gone. Why would you say, okay,
and then when I did get my license, I was only allowed to drive in a certain area.
Stop it.
Until I became until I became au fait with the vehicle and the roads. And then
and then I was those allowed. Boundaries.
Yes, of course, eldest
do you know
child.
What
of course, I
did
accepted.
When I got
do
my
know
license,
what you did.
I got in that car and I drove as far away from our house. Like I took a 2-hour road trip. I had never been driving by like properly. I was like, "See us later."
Isn't
and
there
I
that
came
Knowlesy
back
song?
Hours
just
later.
Let's drive. Isn't that you?
It was the greatest day of my life.
Sure, and sure. But of the two of us. When you get on your high horse here, of the two of us, who lost their license?
I did. I lost it twice.
Because you were too young. You were too young to be driving off into the wide blue yonder.
Sarah, the only reason I lost my license is because I left my uni assignments till the day before on most counts, and then I was speeding, that's the only reason.
That's a pretty big reason, and you must have been going bloody fast to lose your license.
No, I wasn't. That's the thing. I was only ever going a couple
of flicks
over.
So, I mean, maybe these people, even though they ended up in a pool, their intentions were right. It was just a mere.
I'm saying
mix
I want to know
the brake and the accelerator.
I want to know from other people, and you know what? You might get judged by me, but still call on 131060 because I want to know how old were you when you got your license? I'm telling you, the world is divided into two camps: people who get it straight away because they grab life by the horns. They are ready to make their presence known in the world of adulthood. And then there's losers who wait like 3 years. I couldn't wait. I was like, oh.
I've been the public transport system in this country. It was good. It was no problem.
I used to be the car that used to drive past the buses and give everyone in it the ups.
You were a juvenile delinquent. I don't think I would have been allowed to be friends with you.
131060. What age did you get your license? And also, you got to weigh into this whole debate a little bit.
Team Lees or Team Sarah?
Some people don't get their license at all.
I mean, yeah. I don't understand them.
My sister got hers at 24, never drove again.
I can't.
Ready to face the world and go on exciting adventures? Did you get your license young, like Team Lees? Or just let your parents hold the umbilical cord a few years ago?
You just eased into it until you were ready. No.
Your umbilical cord
That's
is so
Team
thick.
Sarah.
It's thick and sinewy.
131060 is the number with those two girls.
Why would you
hold
wait
on.
For
let's,
freedom?
Let's go back to what you said about getting your license early.
It's just like what I was put on this earth to do. I was like, there will come a day where I will be able to get in a car and do what the hell I want to do, finally.
Inspiring.
I mean, you should do a TED Talk.
Yeah, because I just don't understand people who would wait. This is
so
the
I got
moment
mine at
of
19,
adulthood.
Right? I got mine at 19 and I was just allowed to drive in certain areas around the local suburbs until I could branch out onto a freeway.
Oh, my God. And I don't understand why you would adhere to those rules when you legally have your driver's license and you can do what
because,
you want.
Because it was the right thing to do. And
it's
I felt
the right
I felt
thing to
no
do.
Urge to. get my license.
Because the umbilical cord is so sinewy and has so much scar tissue, Sarah.
I was happy to jump on a bus, go to uni, come home.
How can that make you happy? How is that happiness?
Anna, please tell me you're calling to help me out here on 131060. How old were you when you got your license?
Yeah, I got my license when I was 21.
Why? Why, Anna? Why would you wait almost 4 years? What was holding you back?
So, I had no experience of how to drive, but then because my mum, she went and bought me a small car.
Yeah.
On my birthday.
Yeah.
When
yeah.
I was 21. And then she made me go pick up the car, and then I was driving like I have no idea how to drive the car.
Wow, that's a baptism by fire. Yeah.
But Anna, this is the thing. I mean, you sound so sweet. I like you already, but this is the thing. In order to gain experience, one must do the thing that they're trying to do to get the experience. You don't get it for nothing,
Ashley,
guys.
Please tell her to pipe down. 131060, how old were you when you got your license?
Hello?
Yeah, hi, Ash. How old were you when you got your license?
I think Ashley's going to be slow off the mark for her driver's license too, Ashley.
Hang on, what was that, Ash?
23.
Wow, we're going up the ladder.
Ashley, why? Yeah.
Well, I had my learners and I was all ready to drive, but then me and my husband got into a car accident, so it kind of scared me getting my license.
Well, you cannot hack on Ashley for that, Lise.
No,
can
but
you?
Ashley, I did have a car accident too. Soon after I got my license,
well,
it didn't stop me.
I'm because you're a rev head.
I'm not a rev head.
And you shouldn't have been driving at that young age.
I'm a rev head to start my life of freedom. That's what I'm a rev head for. Kale, how old were you? Please tell me you were like me, like on the day, 16 and whatever, however old I was. I can't even remember. It was that long ago.
No, I got mine when I was 25.
All right, that's it. I'm done. I'm done. Why?
Kale, 25. I mean, you were hacking on me for getting mine at 19. Kale's got another 6 years on me. Why did you wait, yeah. Kale?
Well, I was just living in a place where it was easy to catch public transport than it was to get your license.
You should see Lisa's face right now, Kale. She's rolling her eyes. She's not impressed with you, mate.
I can imagine.
See? You don't...
Guys, do you know I spent the better part of the 2 years...
Oh, here we go. Put a violin on, Scott. Here we go. Woe is me.
Can I tell you my
story? No.
The 2 years prior to purchasing my own vehicle, which nobody helped me pay for. I paid for every last cent. I spent the 2 years prior to that purchase mapping out how long do I need to save for, how much, like once I buy the car, then I need to get insurance. And then how much is it going to cost me to run it? And I spent every day of that 2 year period planning my great escape. I was pretty much like Sean Connery escaping from Alcatraz. As soon as I got that license, I was like, smoke you later, Mum and Dad, I'm free.
You know what? The fact that they didn't even question it, they were glad to be rid of you. That's the only conclusion I can come to.
I feel hot. I'm hot with passion for this topic.
Are you guys ready to eat?
Yes, I'm always ready to eat. What have you got for me?
It's National Cheeseburger Day, Lee.
Yes.
Macca's is handing out 200,000 cheeseburgers for free. It started at midnight. Why didn't we know about this yesterday?
I don't
know. We could have got one.
Would you have eaten a cheeseburger at 4 a.m.?
I would have saved it for a smidge later.
Because, you know, cheeseburgers are one of those food groups that you can eat regardless of whether they're refrigerated or very, you know, warmed by the sun in your car. I reckon they're good at all times of day.
Yeah, well, look, believe it or not, this isn't even a paid advertisement, but you have to go redeem it through the My Macca's app.
Oh, you
can download
an app.
And then you rock up and you get a free burger. Oh, can I just say that I do miss a junior burger.
Oh, they were the worst.
Isn't that a cheeseburger without cheese?
Yeah. Yes. Why would you do that to yourself?
Well, I used to love them. They were something of my youth.
You don't like the cheese. The Macca's cheese is
life. I'm not against a cheeseburger. I'm not. I'm just saying I do miss a junior
burger.
The junior burger
was the sad version of a cheeseburger.
It was always in a Happy Meal, Lise.
But it wasn't happy. It was a sad meal.
The thing is, the cheeseburgers are free, but I reckon I'd rock up and be like, and I'll have a milkshake and some fries.
Can we do that after work?
And an apple pie. And some nuggets.
I've got a hankering for a cheeseburger now. Pickle or no pickle?
Pickle. Hold on. Always. Oh, yes. Always pickle.
Absolutely.
Yes.
Scotty.
Throw them down my gullet if you don't like them.
I will be throwing them down your gullet.
You don't like a pickle in a cheeseburger?
No. I think it's the texture.
You always need to go to Macca's with somebody who likes a pickle and someone who doesn't.
It's the perfect friendship.
It's a yin and yang.
Oh. Just another recap. Despite the fact that McDonald's is a big client of this radio station, they have not given us anything in cash or kind.
No, nothing.
But they're only giving out 200,000. So
yeah, but if
we're going to have to hustle toot sweet.
This is an ad. We're going to a song. You got those two girls.
I'm hungry.
You're listening to Those Two Girls.
Oh, am I starting? Take your time.
Yes, because I'm thinking of mine. I'm thinking of mine.
All right, we're talking
about what people do for their happy hour. Like when you finish work, what is your habit? What do you do to celebrate the end of a work day? Lots of people go to the pub for a little tipple. That's the main thing.
This is why we're asking the question, because our youthful producer, Az, who's 22, he used to live on the Gold Coast, right? And he revealed to us that after work, at least once or twice a week, he would just hook on into Movie World and ride a roller coaster to de-stress
from the day that was. Because he said if it was a hot day, he'd go to Wet n Wild. Like he was buffeting.
And just put his boardies on and slide down the super slide.
Just go down the super slide once and then hop back in his car and go home. And that was the end of a work day.
So much effort to go to a theme park.
But
it's still an effort.
But he was on his way home, Sarah. Like he was driving past apparently that little cluster of theme parks in Queensland.
I think for so many of us, the whole going to a theme park thing is a big trip.
Well, it's a tourism thing. It feels like a travel thing.
But if you just have your pass,
if you live there, you
just walk in the gate. Okay,
I mean, he said he would literally walk in the gate, ride one roller coaster, and then get back in the car and go home. That was his de-stressor.
I have a question.
That was his happy hour.
I have a question then. If you live by a koala sanctuary, do you drive home and cuddle a koala on your way home?
I don't know. My happy hour these days is drawing myself a bath.
Oh, Sarah.
I've taken to having a bath every day after
work. That's a lot.
Yep. I love it. I love just sitting in my own filth and thinking, oh, this is delightful. I light a candle.
Do you?
Yes.
But you get home at 7:30 a.m.
Then I do it again in the evening. Two baths a day. Yeah.
Mine's washing my car.
What?
I go to, that makes it sound like I'm doing something. I go to one of those places.
Every day?
No. Like Azzy.
An automated car wash.
No.
A car wash bay.
Where people come and wash your car. Yeah.
Scotty, that's a lot of money to be dropping. I don't like this.
Wow, that's probably so elitist.
Probably once a fortnight when I've just had enough of work, I'll get my iPad, hook into their Wi-Fi.
Really?
While I watch my car get washed.
Really?
Yeah.
That's my happy hour.
Are you thinking that's what I'm earning my money for? Get that windscreen.
Brilliant. Yeah.
What do you do, Lise?
Well, when I lived overseas, it's pretty dire, but I did have a ritual after work. I would stop into this little, I have to remember the name of it. They were little candy shops. There was a chain of them in New York. But I'd stop in and I'd buy,
thank you.
I would buy a bag of dehydrated pawpaw.
Oh, God, don't you live on the edge? Really?
Yep. I loved it. Dried pawpaw. Or sometimes if I treated myself, dried mango, dehydrated mango.
Okay.
Treat yourself. I suppose you were a model over there.
13, 10, 16.
You couldn't
60.
Hook into the Chicos and strawberries and cream like the rest of us in a lolly shop, could you?
13, 10, 60. What's your happy hour thing? The thing that you do. You know, it doesn't even need to be de-stress. It's just on my way home from work or after work.
Keep it G-rated.
Yeah,
because I've just realised that, you know.
What?
Well, I don't know. You could have an afternoon delight.
What's your one now that
you're
not
out
in
of
New
control
York?
And it's a Tuesday?
13, 10, 60. What's your thing you do after work?
Yeah, to just shake the day off.
I like it. All right, we'll take your calls after Selena Gomez. Back to you, please. By the way, Liz, the chain's called Dylan's Candy Store.
That's it.
I know New York too well. Oh. Those two girls.
No, it wasn't that. Benita, what about you? Can you top a roller coaster or pawpaw?
I ride my horses. I can show jumping.
Oh, that's cool. Do you do that every day, Anita?
Yes, every day.
Oh, wow. That is commitment.
But don't you kind of have to do that when you have show jumping horses, Anita? Don't you have to keep them in peak condition? Or you just love it?
For me, it is a big stress relief. Back when I was in school, I never would have made it through years 11 and 12 without them.
Yeah, right. Oh, so it's like animal therapy
it's
for
like
you as well.
Equine therapy. Yes. Do you know what equine is, Sarah?
You are
well, you
so
just
annoying.
You gave me a really blank look. Alyssa on 13, 10, 60, how do you celebrate happy hour after work?
I sit in my car for an hour.
And do what, Alyssa?
Stare out the window.
Alyssa, are you serious?
Yeah, because I can't be bothered walking up my stairs. They're too far away from my house, so I just sit there.
So it's like you're having a little nap with your eyes open in the driver's seat until you feel compelled to walk back in the house.
Yeah, sometimes I ask my partner to come and carry me up, but yeah.
Alyssa, are you serious? Do you just like scroll through your phone or do you just like literally just sit there?
Sometimes I have a look in my phone, but yeah, most of the time I just sit there, yeah.
Wow, Alyssa, it sounds like you've got a tough day in the office if you need to just sit in silence in the car for a full 60 minutes.
That is amazing. Yeah. Alyssa's my new hero. Imagine me getting home going, Dane, come and carry me.
Imagine Dane saying yes.
He wouldn't.
I mean, Alyssa, keep your partner.
Yes.
Harry on 13, 10, 60. How do you de-stress after a day at work? What's your happy hour of choice?
I usually get home and then grab my VB out of the fridge and sit down, play an Xbox for a bit.
For nice. How long? For a bit?
Oh, probably like 6-7 hours.
Oh, Harry.
So you're putting in basically a full day at work on the other end of your day on the Xbox.
Hey,
yeah, it's good fun.
Hey,
yeah.
Harry, question for you. I've recently purchased Crash Bandicoot. Do you have that?
No, I do not.
I am telling you, you are missing out. I'm only on level one. I can't get past
Wait,
level
Harry,
one.
What were you going to say then?
My mum loves Crash Bandicoot.
Do you think it's just a mum's Xbox game, Harry? Like, is Lee's a bit of a loser?
Harry, why would you do that to me? How old are you?
I'm 21.
How old's your mum, Harry?
Oh, my God. 44.
Oh, 45? Same as Lee's, yeah.
Those two girls.
You're listening to Those Two Girls.
All right. Well, that was fun. I'm off to drive home, sensibly. And, Liz, you're probably escaping to...
I'm going to Belinda's house. Belle, I'm coming to your house. Actually, I should text her. Text Belle.
So are you someone who just rocks up uninvited at people's homes too? Wow.
I'm coming over.
There's a lot of people who dislike that.
Oh, listen... She's not one of them.
That's true. She is your best friend for many, many years. But who else would you rock up uninvited to?
Your house.
That's a negative ghostwriter.
Let's go to Adair's and pillow talk.
Yes,
when
get
should
a variegated
we do that?
Rubber fig.
When can we do that?
Today.
Should we? Are we going to go back that way?
Yeah, look, I'm happy. I'm happy to spend money with you. It's always a pleasure.
This is me. What is that from, Aaron?
The soundtrack
is
of your life.
Is that Pony Club?
It's from the Saddle Club.
Is it
for some reason, this was sitting in Scotty's little search bar.
Oh.
I wonder for the girl who was riding horses to de-stress. Yep.
It is Saddle
drop.
Club.
You know all the words, don't you?
Is it going to drop?
Who was your favourite Saddle Club?
Hello world, this is me. Life.
don't know the rest of it.
Anyway.
That's about fun for everyone. And there we go. And that's it. That's all I know. I was always jealous of kids who had ponies and horses.
Oh, yeah. It feels, you know, very, it American,
very, very American.
It?
You know, when you, did very you go through that phase club. Where you'd read like the Silver Brumby and Black Beauty and then.
Yeah, I wasn't really into horse stuff, really.
I don't think children need that. They're not going to be well-adjusted adults.
What, for horse stuff? I mean,
that's a big call, Aaron. Equine therapy is
really. Yes, but there are people, like people as adults are obsessed with their horses.
And horse people can be.
I've got a friend, Steph, hi, if you're listening. And her horses are her life.
Well, they are, because they become like family.
Yes. Yep. I mean, you know, yeah, anyway. I could go down a rabbit hole there, but I won't.
Don't.
I won't. She's an animal lover.
Well, that's it.
Yeah. Yeah, she'd always be rocking up to work late because something had happened with the horses.
Well, that's right. Because she'd driven
and all her animals. It was so funny. Hi, Steph, again. Like one day she came to work halfway. She lived out at Samford, your way, and realised that her dog was sitting in the back seat of her car and had to turn around and take the dog home. But the dog was just this stealth dog.
What kind of dog was it?
I don't know, a bitzer. Yeah, Steph's not one for pedigrees. She's rescue animal person.
Rescue all the way.
Yeah, hilarious. And everyone would be like, what happened this morning with your animal, Steph? And she'd be like, well, you won't believe it.
So why couldn't she just bring the dog to work?
Because we worked for a multi-billion-dollar global company.
It
wasn't a bring your pet to work place kind of
a... But it may have been.
It wasn't.
It could have been.
It wasn't. Working on defence projects.
Well.
Dogs don't belong anywhere.
Oh, bye.
Well, that was a podcast of Those Two Girls.